You're listening to the SermonCoach.com podcast with Dr. David Maines. I'm your host, Dean Wilson, and we're gathering to talk about pastors and their role in preaching. In fact, SermonCoach.com exists to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. We've been talking about alternates to actual preaching. So, David, it prompts me to ask you that during your radio and television career, you interviewed some rather famous people. Are there times as a pastor that an interview would work better than a sermon?
Yeah, I have a lot of memories of different people I interviewed, and some of them, they were very good times. I think that there are times when an interview would be better than a sermon, yes. During the mission committee week, when the various people are in from the field, sometimes missionaries are very good speakers, and sometimes they're not very good speakers. And it doesn't mean they're not interesting. It just means that lecture is not their strength area. So interviewing that missionary could be a very good idea as opposed to asking the missionary to preach. That's also true a lot of times for women, because in certain churches they are reluctant to have a woman speak on Sunday morning, but they aren't reluctant to have that woman respond as an interviewee as such. So there are times when it's very wise in my mind to conduct an interview. However, a lot of times when people think interview, they're not thinking what I think, because the interview is not done very well, and when it's all done, there have been a lot of things talked about, but it didn't really accomplish anything. I think that Jay Leno is a very good interviewer if you are interested in small talk. But if you're not interested in small talk, there's not a whole lot of value to what is said. It's just, it's all surface things. The same thing is true of David Letterman. He's funny. So he's a good interviewer in that sense, and they can tell you what's happening gossip-wise, and they're good at put-downs and all of this. But if you copy what they are doing, that's not what I'm talking about. They are interviewers, but they're not interviewers with an agenda. They're entertainers. Their agenda is not to say, how do I help you become more like Jesus, which in my mind is the purpose of preaching or communication within the church. So the question is, are we just going to talk and it ends up being small talk, or are we going to have a conversation that truly takes people through a process of making them more Christ-like? And that can be done very beautifully by talking to a missionary, because missionaries have many things to teach us. But again, the question is, what is the technique being used by the interviewer?
So is the average pastor a good interviewer?
I can answer that real fast. I say no. Okay. I recall the story that you told last time in terms of the pastor. What was it, assistant pastor?
He's an assistant pastor.
Tell it just again real fast, because it's not typical, but it doesn't surprise me, okay?
Well, it's the very scenario that you were describing a minute ago. Missionaries, as they would come home on furlough, this church would have them come to the front, and normally the pastor would conduct an interview. And in that case, the pastor was a pretty good interviewer. He asked good questions. He got them to describe the work that they were doing for Christ in the particular place where they were ministering and so forth. But on this Sunday, the pastor was ill, and so the assistant pastor decided that he would follow that same pattern. And he called the missionary forward and began an interview. But instead of asking the missionary questions, he went into this lengthy story about a mission trip that he had taken to the field. And he spent the entire time allotted to the interview telling his story, so that by the time he got done, he thanked the missionary for coming forward, thanked him for his service to Christ, but never got the opportunity to ask the missionary a single question.
Yeah, it's as painful to hear it the second time as it was the first time.
So then what do we do? What's the secret to coming up with good questions, since good questions obviously are the key to a good interview?
I just want to say again, and I may have said this the last time we met, I think pastors are better at talking than they are at listening. And they're better at being interviewed than they are as interviewers, although there are obviously exceptions to that. And the end result of the interview is not necessarily that people enjoyed the conversation. You know, you can be a good conversationalist and not necessarily accomplish anything with an interview of a missionary in the church or an interview of... I found some people, one of the persons I had a chance to interview was Francis Schaeffer. And I felt Francis Schaeffer came off better in an interview than he did in a lecture, mm-hmm. because he was saying things that were very difficult for people to understand, and he had a rapid delivery. But in an interview, you could slow it down and be able to say, okay, now help me process what you just said. I just need a little bit. You went on too fast for me, and so on. So now the question you asked me was, what makes for a good interview? And I'm going to surprise you probably in what I say, but I think in terms of the interview, you have to do the very same thing that you're going to do in terms of a sermon. You say, what is the subject that we want to cover? Now, that's going to be relatively easy if it's the case with a missionary, because we're going to talk about this person's work on the field in Borneo. But then the next question is the hard question, and this is the one that almost never gets answered in the missionary interviews. That is, what is the response we want from people as a result of hearing all of that? Now, the response may be that they learn certain lessons of trust in the Lord. That's a possible good response, and then how to transfer that to the lives of the people listening. The response may be that we want people to have a more keen interest in this missionary field and not have it all stop once the interview is done. And so then we have to say, well, how do we pull that off, you know? And that may be very difficult. And then you have to spend time in the interview saying, this is how you can keep a contact with this missionary. Who would like to do that? How do you find their page on the website, or how do you get the mailing, or how do you correspond personally if you want to, whatever you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But all that has to be thought through. And so you plan it almost like you would plan a sermon, and then, you know, I got the subject, okay, now this is the response we want by way of the people. We want to build the faith of the people. Okay, now how do we do that? So in the interview, you have to process all that and ask the right questions and make sure that the person you're asking the right questions of knows what the answers are. So to some degree, you're not only figuring out the questions, you're figuring out the whole process so that you can, it's like when somebody pitches to you, you can pitch a person a ball that's 3 feet outside, and it's going to be a heck of a job for that person to hit it unless they got a clothes pole or something. Mm. So you want to say, okay, I'm going to pitch this to you, but you can get a single, or you can ground out to the shortstop, or you can knock the thing over the left field fence. But you're going to have to say such and such. So you're almost rehearsing, almost in the same way you would prepare a sermon. So you're making sure that that communication is working. Making sense?
It is. So you're actually giving your questions that you've carefully developed to the interviewee ahead of time. And obviously, those same questions that we use for sermon development work here. We're coming up with a subject. Very importantly, we're coming up with a response. And then the how-to is contained in the body of the interview.
That's right.
And then the how long is going to be something that's going to be worked out in a broader context, if we're talking about interviewing a missionary, in the broader context of the missions conference, and there's certain expectations and goals there. But that pre-planning, if you will, or that planning using those same questions brings about an effective interview.
Yeah, now you said one thing that I've probably changed, but just a tiny bit from what you said. I would not give all the questions to the person, but I would make sure that those key questions, they knew that they were coming, and that both you and the person you're asking the questions of, both of you are satisfied that the answer is resolving this. You know, we know what the how-to is, and if people do what you said, yes, we will accomplish exactly what you want. You know, you don't have to ask every question, but they have to know that certain questions are coming. Otherwise, coming up with a how-to may be very hard for them on the spot. I don't like interviews that are done with me where I have no idea what the person is going to ask. A lot of times that's how I'm interviewed, mm-hmm, and that's frustrating to me, because I have to say, well, that's a good question, but I'd rather answer this question. Well, at that point in time, it sounds like you're manipulating. Mm-hmm. I'm not really manipulating. I'm just saying I only got so much time, and you've asked me a question that is irrelevant to what I want to say, you know. But I can't say that, because that's insulting to the person who's doing the interview. So a lot of what good interview is done on radio is that the person who say, let me put it this way. A lot of people write books and then they're interviewed on the radio. Most of the time, the person asking the questions has never read the book. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just being truthful, okay? Right. So to solve that problem, the people write the questions ahead of time, send it to whoever the radio host is, because they're doing interviews all through the week. They can't read five books in the course of the week. So they send the question, And then the person who's doing the radio interview asks the question. Now, they can ask a lot of them, but they got to make sure they ask the questions that the person who wrote the book wants to answer, or otherwise it just ends up a waste of time. So it's the same thing in terms of church. I may not tell you all the questions, but if you come, I know the key questions, and I want you to be ready to answer this. And if you want to, I'll go over it ahead of time to make sure, yeah, we're together on that. And at the same time, there's a freedom, but there's also a great degree of planning that goes on. In fact, as much as almost if you were writing a sermon.
Do you need to actually rehearse the interview?
That's a good word, Dean. I would say no. I think if you rehearse it, it tends to sound like it's memorized. Okay. Or it sounds like now you said your line, I said mine. We haven't rehearsed what we're doing in these. I think if we rehearsed it, I don't think it would have the same dynamic. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would not rehearse it, although I might go over whether I'm satisfied with the answer to the key things, the how to. What is it we really want people to hear as a result of what we're saying? Mm-hmm. You know, is it that we just want them to say, wow, that's a wonderful person and they're doing a great work, and maybe I should pray for them when I remember them? No, I want it to be more precise than that. You know, I want to say the same kind of faith that is exercised on the field can be exercised in your case here at home, whatever you want to say, but you've figured that out. So, but I wouldn't rehearse it. No, I don't think I would.
Okay. Any secrets you'd like to share that I haven't asked about? I mean, after all, you were an award-winning television and radio programmer.
Yes. I would say the biggest, I was fortunate. We won, what was it, 1995. That's a long time ago. We won the television program of the year for the religious broadcasters. And I was very pleased about that. That to me said we did a lot of work and somebody recognized that there was good work done. I think that what set me apart from some other people, and I didn't always do interview. I did it as part of what the communication process was. But I always believed in the person with whom I was speaking that they had something of real value to say. I think there's a tendency of ministers, because they're so used to being up in front of people, to say, whoops, that wasn't said as good as I could say it. Let me now cover for you. Mm-hmm. I would never, ever do that. I may ask another question. I'm not sure I quite have exactly what you're trying to say. Come at it one more time for me, please. Mm-hmm. That is a much better technique than to say, that was very helpful. Now let me re-say it just for emphasis, which is a phony way of saying, you didn't do very well, let me cover. The audience smells that out immediately. Sure. So basically, I have to say, either I think you're capable of answering these questions in a way that will get us to where we want to go, or otherwise I don't. And if I don't believe you can, then I don't want to do the interview. But once I agree that yes, you can, then my job is to make sure I get you to say it in the way that all of us are satisfied and you're happy and we've communicated and people are becoming more Christ-like. But once I begin to think I have to help you out now, once you get into that I'm helping you out now framework, you're in trouble. And people will sniff that out immediately. Sure. And you don't want to do that, but it is a trap that ministers fall into time and again.
Okay. Interviewing sounds like a very powerful tool for a minister to use as an alternative to preaching, just to give some variety to the pastor who has to preach week after week, year after year, gives the congregation an opportunity to react to something else. Sounds like a great idea. So where do we go next in our podcast?
Ever had a time when you just had a mental block and you say, I think I've said everything I need to say. Maybe I'm that place right now in terms of our interviews, not yet, but we're going to talk about mental blocks. What do you do when you say, I can't think of one more thing to say?
Sounds like something to look forward to.
Okay.
We invite you to join us on our next SermonCoach.com podcast. And as always, we invite you to come to our website, SermonCoach.com, sermon-coach.com. We have resources there for pastors to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. Our guest today, Dr. David Maines, the director of SermonCoach.com. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. And come back, won't you, and join us for our next podcast.